idle by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Thursday, May 28, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Well, Lansing is still a ghost town. Everybody is on Mackinac Island. Mackinac Policy Conference, hosted by the Detroit Chamber of Regional Commerce, kicked off the second day yesterday with speakers from across the political spectrum repeatedly returned to the conference's central theme, the quest for common ground, quote unquote. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Detroit Regional Chamber CEO Sandy Barhu, as well as former Vice President Mike Pence, among others, framed their speeches around the central theme, bipartisan cooperation, as being essential to the country's future. For Whitmer, the theme was a chance to tout her history as governor, since this is her last policy conference on Mackinac Island as governor. Whitmer talked about working with President Donald Trump and more recently the Republican-led House. It also served as a departure point for her ending remarks yesterday as to how Michigan can forge a successful path forward. Meanwhile, Vice President Pence often fell back on the theme throughout his speech and even in panel discussions, maintaining that while politics is the most divided he's ever seen, it's not the American people that are divided, it's the politicians. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. You got to be kidding me, right, Pence? Not the American people are divided? The American people are absolutely divided. It's not just the politicians, although I believe the politicians feed into it with their narrative, with their speech, with the things, the agenda that they push. The country is divided. It is the American people. It is the politicians. It's even within our churches we have division. So totally disagree with those comments from former Vice President Mike Pence. On the other side, excuse me, my throat was closing up. On the other side, House Speaker Matt Hall was given the stage and 10 minutes to speak. Throughout the entire day, aimed at uniting both sides, the coming together came to a screeching halt when House Speaker Matt Hall came on. I see a lot of politicians up here saying all the right things about common ground. But in reality, we don't see any of them actually accomplishing common ground. It's all talk. Hall, however, did add, except in the work that he's been able to accomplish with Governor Gretchen Whitmer lately. We'll continue with this field report from Mackinac Island yesterday. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, continuing with this field report from Mackinac Island, Mackinac Policy Conference. Yesterday, the theme of the conference was called The Quest for Common Ground. Well, again, it came to a screeching halt when House Speaker Matt Hall, Republican, got up on the stage. again, his opening line, I see a lot of the politicians up here saying all the right things about common ground. But in reality, we don't see any of them actually accomplishing common ground, except for the work that I've been able to do recently with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. With only 10 minutes given to him, he still made his mark with his speech, totally removing himself from the bipartisan narrative to speak about how proud he was of his unified Republican caucus. He also steered away from the rehearsed written speeches, reading off a teleprompter like the previous speakers did, pivoting to what he always does. Speak right off the top of his head. He said it was the House Republicans who worked together with the governor to get Selfridge Air Force Base project across the finish line before the June 1st deadline. Got another story pulled up, field report. Governor Gretchen Whitmer actually signed the appropriation funding on the island yesterday. In his celebration of the accomplishment, he also took the moment to make a jab at the House Democrats. 41 Democrats voted against funding a new fighter mission to be housed at Selfridge Air Force Base in Macomb County. Of course, they still all wanted to attend the bill signing, even after voting no. Hall argued Republicans have been able to force bipartisan deals despite only controlling one chamber of state government, repeatedly casting House Republicans as the driving force behind the recent compromises on roads, budget negotiations, and the Interstate Medical Licensing Compact. I think in order to find common ground in this environment, we have to be a very unified party, and we have to push through all the negativity. What I found is when you have real leaders at the table like myself, and what we're seeing recently from Governor Gretchen Whitmer, we can move all of those other politicians aside and get to a yes on a deal. He pointed to the agreement extending Michigan's participation in the Interstate Medical Licensing Compact. He said this has been led by a rising star of our Republican caucus, State Representative Riley Linton, Republican from Wyandotte, which he said prevented thousands of physicians from losing the ability to practice in the state of Michigan. He, of course, also did not lose the opportunity to talk about the victory over waste, fraud, and abuse in the ongoing budget negotiations, referencing a recent legal settlement involving legislative oversight of the executive branch and their work projects spending. Recent court ruling, as well as the Auditor General Office, said that the cuts that the Republicans made last year can stand. Hall claimed the agreement freed up hundreds of millions of dollars for the upcoming budget and will help avoid any tax increases. So we made a deal. I sued every department in state government. They gave us 100% of what we asked for in the lawsuit. And now we're going to use that money this year in our budget. And because of that, taxes are not going to go up. That is a really good thing. Hall continued, saying that despite the naysayers, referring to the lobbyists, the members of the corporate media, and many of the Democratic politicians who he said attempted to obstruct, criticize and even attack him and his caucus, we have been able to persevere through all of that. He then gave audience members a taste of what's to come with the budget, highlighting his property tax reform package that passed in the House last week with one lone Democrat, Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, returning for the first time to the House chamber since last August. She came on May 20th, last week, to stand with the Republicans and vote for it. Hall advertised this as just another win for the Republicans in the House. And with the help of one courageous, quote-unquote, Democratic State Representative Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, someone who actually represents Detroit, who returned after months-long absence. Hall continued, "All these people that say they're for common ground and civility are all hating our plans. They're absolutely negative against us. They're saying every reason in the world, how are you going to do this? But it doesn't matter. We're just pushing through. And I will tell you, when we get this deal done on this year's budget, we are going to have property tax reforms. It's going to save people a lot of money. And these people are going to vote for it, just like we did last year on the roads, just like we did on HEAT. The acronym stands for Hall Ethics, Accountability, and Transparency Plan. Hall touted it was the biggest transparency change in Michigan government's history. Another accomplishment, something he said that had never been done before, we're passing a budget that's lower than last year. Something they plan to do this year, even though it includes property tax reforms. In his closing statement, Hall said, "I do want to also remind you of the importance of this Republican House majority. You know, I think we do a lot of dirty work for you guys while you go out and talk about civility and common ground. The only thing the Republicans control in the state is the House. But yet it seems very equal in terms of what both sides are getting. And that's because we have a strong House Republican majority. We're going to get results for you. So thank you for having me. Maybe they'll give me more time next time. What do you guys think? I'll see you later." And he walked off the stage. Mic drop moment. Well, after Hall gave his speech, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the $152 million spending bill for Macomb County's Selfridge Air Force National Guard Base, paying for upgrades to the base's runway infrastructure and hangar improvements that will accommodate the new fighter jets that President Donald Trump has assigned to the base. Donald Trump assigned it. Last spring, President Trump, that 21 new F-15EX Eagle II fighter jets would replace the retiring aircraft currently housed at the base, which will no longer be operating after September of next year. The supplemental bill to this year's budget, House Bill 4572, brings the construction, which is intended to move up the timeline that the new fighter jets can arrive, and moving it up from 2029 to 2028. The last year of President Donald Trump's presidency. The Michigan Air National Guard Assistant Adjutant General said, "Today's bill as well as the signing of it by this governor is very exciting, said Brigadier General Daniel Cosmo Kramer. Because of housing located by the base, its current runway infrastructure has violated safety zone procedures, Kramer explained. Unable to receive federal funding to purchase the homes, Kramer described how 50 years has been spent flying any way they could possibly do it without the legal agreement to actually do so. This has been a roadblock preventing us from getting future fighter missions. If we waited until President Trump left, we may never have gotten this mission. You know, in today's day and age, these politicians come and they reverse the previous guy's decision. So it was really critical to get this done with President Trump before he leaves office. House Speaker Matt Hall, working with the governor and the president, thankfully it got done. Well, the bill signing took place out on the porch of the historical Grand Hotel. Some folks compared the event to 2019, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in her fifth month as governor, signed auto insurance reform during the conference at the very same table and location. Speaker Hall thanked the governor for giving people a little nudge here and there ahead of the June 1st deadline. Whitmer's office gave for signing off on the runway supplemental. Senator Hertel, where the project is based and represents that district, I've passed by that base hundreds of times in my life. You don't even always think about its importance, the interconnectedness it has with so many other assets here in the state of Michigan. For a lot of my life, we're talking about protecting what we have at Selfridge Air Force Base, but because of the investment today and the investment we've made over the last three budget cycles with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's commitment, we are now talking about growing Selfridge and increasing opportunities for the base. Since joining the Senate following the 2022 elections, Hertel said that the state appropriations for Selfridge have grown from $10 million to $24 million to today's $152 million. This is a big effing deal, and if you don't know what that means, I'll tell you later down on Main Street at the Pink Pony, Whitmer said, joking about a popular Mackinac Island bar. We have now paved the way for the Air Force to invest $792 million for the rest of the needed upgrades, four times the annual budget for the entire National Guard nationwide. We'll wrap this story up right after the bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest